Hello, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pika Sanis. This is episode 60, season 3. And today's date is September 19th, 2021. We have a very good show coming up. I will talk about two things today. First off, I will talk about my high school reunion, where I graduated at Bogan High School in 1981. I will talk about the party that I attended, and some memories of attending there. Also, I will talk about the last Sears store that's closing in Chicago, actually Illinois, and that's in Woodfield Mall. And that made news about a couple days ago. So I will discuss both of these after this commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Starbeat Presents What's Happening. Can't help singing that. And this commercial is from 1981. Enjoy.
Starbeat presents What's Happening.
Through April 19th, Putting on the Ritz on Butterfield Road, 1 mile east of Highland Avenue, Oak Brook, features top live entertainment with never a cover. Jamet, Monday through Thursday, Windjammer, Friday and Saturday at the grand opening of In and Around, 10235 West Grand Avenue, Franklin Park. The Saints and Sinners in Willow Springs features a 10-man male dancer extravaganza Wednesday, plus a special Easter party Saturday. Classic Rock with Red Muldoon and Air Guitar Competition Thursdays at Eric the Red, 3300 West 111th Street, Chicago. A $2 million unbelievable intergalactic robot show at Tobia's, 6020 West Belmont, Chicago, Wednesday, April 22nd. The Vineyard, 75th and Cass Darien, presents The Outside Chance, plus Wednesday's Chicken and Ribs, All You Can Eat, $4.95. The Ship's Rail Turtle Trot at 154th and Calumet Expressway into Dalton Lodge with $250 weekly cash prize, Mondays. This is Steve Cronin. For more What's Happening information, call the Starbeat dictaphone at 948-8800.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial. excuse me. I played that on a previous podcast episode for Starbeat Presents What's Happening. I used to hear that all the time on the radio, you know, back then when I was a teenager, probably on the loop, WLS, WMET, 95.5 FM. And they're very memorable. Very memorable indeed. Okay. Before I start the episode, I'm going to mention something. Today is the 51st anniversary of Creature Features that debuted on WGN Channel 9 in Chicago on September 19th, 1970. And last year, I celebrated the 50th anniversary. I created a video and I compiled most of the TV ads, TV guide ads, excuse me, and put them in the video. And I created that with some creepy music. Also, the theme song Experiment in Terror from the 1962 movie of the same name. And it's on YouTube right now. It's under my YouTube channel, Pete Castanis, which is my name. And it's also on my blog. I also wrote a story about my memories of watching the show. And you can find that on my blog, vanishedchicagoland.blog. If you go there, just go down to the bottom and there's a search box. And you could type in creature features, and you can find it. And so today I will post a video again on my social media accounts on Facebook, Twitter. And also, you know, there's a couple Facebook groups. They have a Creature Features Facebook group and also a Screaming Yellow Theater / Creature Features, which was hosted by Jerry G. Bishop and Svengoolie. So that should be fun and to revisit. And one last thing, the movies that were on the first show were Dracula from 1931, starred Bela Lugosi, and the other one was She-Wolf of London from 1944, I believe. and that starred June Lockhart. She's famous for on two TV shows, Lassie and Lost in Space. Okay. Okay, now we're going to go to what I said previously. I'm going to talk about two things on my podcast. It's my high school reunion party, which I attended last Friday at Bogan, and also the closing of the Sears store in Chicago. But I will talk about Sears first. It made news today that the Sears store in Woodfield Mall in Schaumburg will close on November 14th, and it's the last Sears store in Chicago. Also the last one in Illinois, which is very it's very horrible and sad because the store was founded here in Chicago, and it was founded in 1892. And the headquarters was on the west side of Chicago. I think I don't remember the exact street. I went there one time because a couple of my friends worked there at high school. When they were in high school, they worked there. And they took me there for one day. And it's a beautiful building inside. And that's where I think it was the headquarters of the catalog, the Sears catalog. And they closed that probably, I don't know, sometime in the 80s or early 80s. And then they built the Sears Tower, which was built, I think it was completed in 1973, and they started building in 1971. I could be wrong. Anyway, what I found interesting, the first Sears store opened in 1925, February 2nd, to be exact. It was in the North Lawndale neighborhood, and it became very popular. And even during World War II, it was a very popular store. And you know, at the time they were streetcars, and so if you lived anywhere in the neighborhood of Chicago, you would hop on the streetcar and it'll take you right there. I mean, because it was very accessible. And what I remember, my memories of Sears is all the brand, and not the brand name, the brand names they had, like for example Kenmore, Craftsman, Die Hard with the batteries, Silvertone, Supertone, and Toughskin Jeans. And Winnie the Pooh was the mascot of that for many, many years, many, many years. And there was also the Wish Book, the Sears Wish Book, that came out in 1933. And it was the Christmas catalog. And those were beautiful. I remember reading those or thumbing through with the beautiful pictures and the items for sale. And it was like a Bible. And it was known as the Consumer's Bible. And that, I think they discontinued that in 1993. So when I was growing up, I've been to a few Sears stores. My mother took me to the one that was located downtown. I think it was on the corner of Congress Parkway and Stacy. Right now it's called the Ida B. Wells Street. And then that closed, and then they reopened another Sears store probably down further north on State Street. I forgot where exactly. And that closed, I don't know, a long time ago. And the other Sears stores I remember going was at East 79th Street and Kimbark. That's a little west of Stony Island. And when my mother came to America after she got married, that was the first Sears store she visited. It wasn't very far from where she lived. And the memories of that from people is that when you entered the store, they had a peanuts and popcorn display, and you could smell the peanuts and the popcorn, and it was heaven. Oh, it was pure heaven. And other stores opened. And then there was one on 63rd and Western. I'm trying to think. Famous one is Six Corners on the north side. That's Irving Park and Cicero Milwaukee Meat. And also in Uptown neighborhood on Lawrence and Broadway, I believe. And let's see what else. Let's see a store. There opened one in Fort City in the 80s. Remember that. And And the one that I went most of the time was in Chicago Ridge Mall in Chicago Ridge, Illinois. And that closed last year, I believe. Yeah, that closed last year. And it's still vacant now. They have it's temporarily a Halloween store just in time. Who knows? The last I heard, they might, they're trying to find tenants for the store, but they won't fill up, you know, there's two floors of that. So hopefully, I heard a rumor maybe Lowe's will be in there, a hardware store. That'd be great. You know, that'd be perfect. You know, we need a store like that in, you know, where I live. And then in the 80s, Sears began to decline and, you know, customer service. And then they got into the real estate business, financial. They had Discover Card, and then down the road they sold off everything, and then it was in deep debt and it was a mess, and the quality just took a big nosedive. You know, it's famous that customer service was horrible. And then they bought Kmart. I remember that. And then they launched Prodigy with IBM. If a lot of people remember that, it was an online service, and that ran from 1984 to 2001. It was very interesting. And then when I worked at American Express Travel, my last job, one of the accounts was Sears, and I went to the headquarters at Hoffman Estates and moved from the Sears Tower to over there in the 80s, I think. And that's a huge complex, a beautiful building. And I went there a couple times because I knew some employees, and just to help out. And it was, and as far as I know, it's still there. So I don't know what's going to happen, because there's only about maybe 30 to 40 Sears stores left in the United States. There's some in Mexico, but who knows what happened to that? Because, and they closed the Kmarts. There's no more Kmarts anymore. Last one closed in Des Plaines, Illinois. That was last year, I believe. So that's a shame. And then, so I mentioned before that the last Sears store in Woodfield Mall in Schaumburg will close on November 14th, right before the Christmas season. And that's it. So they have an online store still, which is fine. So people said that it should have been like Amazon. It should have been that. I think the people that ran it had old-fashioned ideas and didn't believe in the future. If they did, it would have been wonderful. You know, it would just be a wonderful store. It didn't happen. I'm sorry. So it's sad. It's very sad. Okay. That's all for Sears. Right now, I will talk about my high school reunion that I attended last Friday. I graduated at Bogan High School in 1981, and it's in Chicago on the southwest side. School's still there. Right now it's a computer technical school. I heard you can't just go there. You have to take a special test. It's hard to get into that school, and one day I would love to go and look around, because I've seen pictures online. They have Apple computers. You know, it's changed. That was non-existent when I went there. It's amazing. No iPhones, no texting, nada. Anyway, so I went to the party. It was at the 115 Bourbon Street in Marionette Park, Illinois. First time I've been there. Never been there. I'm not a bar goer. So it was fun. So I arrived there early. It was from 6:30 to 10:30, and just to help, because I created a video where I clipped all the senior pictures of our year of our 1981 Bogan Medallion yearbook for the people that attended, and I did that. I didn't add music because Mary Zwitt, who organized the party, asked me not to do that. And, you know, I listened to her wishes, and I didn't add music or the names, you know, so I went over there to the party, and then I had her laptop. We had trouble logging in or like that. So, we had to call the manager of the place, excuse me. And then, he managed to do that. So the video played. I was trying to find a way to do it autoplay, so I didn't have to go back and forth, just to, you know, reset it and restart it. But I did that, and I didn't mind, you know, because once the video was over and it's on YouTube, it goes to the next video, and most of it is because it's under my name. It either goes to my podcast channel, Vanishing Conland Stories, or a video that I created on my other channel, which is under my name. But people loved it. So yesterday, I edited the video. I added everyone's names, and I added a little music. It's an instrumental version of "Wheel in the Sky" by Journey. And I hope everyone loved it. And we had a good turnout. It was 60 people. Only 3 didn't show up, which is a shame, because of 2 from illness and the other one, I don't know what happened. Anyway, so I was busy trying to put the video together, and then I say hi to everybody. And then the crowd started coming in, and it got louder and louder, and people saw me, they hugged me, and it was happy to see. Oh, and it was wonderful. Yeah, after my prostate cancer surgery, because I've been posting updates on social media, they're asking how I am, how's everything going. It's wonderful. And so I waited for some friends to come over, and then we sat down. A couple of girls came from Florida. It was nice to see them. It was wonderful. I loved it. And then, so we sat down, but, you know, people wanted to talk to me. It's like, you know, they would stretch me like a wishbone. But what I noticed at the party is people were talking to each other and talk about old times or what they're doing now. And you can see the friendships that lasted so long, even if they haven't seen each other in years, it's still there, the love. And it's beautiful. It is so beautiful, you know. And then I met new people that were in my class that I've never met. And I did at the party. And it was wonderful. You know, it was wonderful to to acquaint myself with them. It was lovely, you know. And the party went fine. We had food and appetizers. There was some music, and we had a group photo taken. You can see those on Facebook and Twitter. And so the party lasted about 10:30 to 11. Then most people stayed and went outside to the patio. And a lot of other people left. They probably went home or went somewhere else, I imagine. I don't know. I stayed for a few minutes and I left because I was exhausted. Oh, I was tired. Very tired. And then party went on for, you know, I had a very good time. We had the 30th reunion in 2011, excuse me. It was in October, and that was fun. And then we had a second one in April 2012. Hopefully, for this 40th reunion, we have another one soon. That'd be nice, you know, for people. But, you know, we didn't have a large turnout because of COVID. And, you know, and then you had to pay in advance. Some people didn't like that. I can understand them, but, you know, this is a responsible thing to do. So I think we had a couple crashers from what I heard and seen. I won't mention names. You know, I'm much of a gentleman to do that. And then, you know, so we talked about people. And the sad thing about it, we talked about people that passed away. And I made a tribute video a long time ago. I haven't updated in a long time, but a few people have died, and I will do one soon. You know, just trying to remember who is gone and just do a tribute video. A couple people posed to that, but no, people are for it. They want me to do it. We want to remember them by, you know, and sometimes, you know, I read the comments that everyone's posted pictures on Facebook, you know, from the Bogan group of 1981 and on their profiles, you know, and sometimes you have to be careful what you say, you know, like me, you know, I'm guilty as sin sometimes, you know, sometimes I say something funny, but other people don't think it is. And you didn't mean to, it was inadvertently, you don't mean to do that. you apologize and you do your best. You know, we're all human, but and then you feel guilty about that. That's happened to me all my life, not just at school, at home, at work. You know, you do something and they would yell at you, berate you, chide with you, chastise, you name it. It's a horrible feeling. It really is. It's, I guess I'm very sensitive. I try. I do my best. And to people that I've offended, I'm sorry. Anyway, so I just found out from the party that one of our classmates passed away. And he was in a hospital and he had COVID and it was really bad. I don't know if for sure. I've talked to two people about this. His name was Jimmy Byrne. So I'm trying to find information about him, but I can't. So we got to wait for a while because it happened Friday. So we'll see if it's true. That's horrible. That's horrible. We lost another classmate. And this time it's from COVID. I haven't heard anyone else that's died from that. So we'll see what happens. And, you know, it's a terrible loss. You know, it's very sad, you know, because my memories of going to high school, you know, I wasn't in the right clique. You know, I was more of a clunker, you know, because I was very odd. You know, I'm not a sports fan. I'm not that attractive. I don't attract girls. I'm very shy. I like other things. You know, I'm still that way, unfortunately. So, you know, and then there was an incident in high school. I never told anybody. I think I mentioned this in a previous podcast. I don't remember, but there was an incident. There was a kid. He didn't graduate with us, and he was high on drugs. And he was in a couple of my classes, and he would, oh my God, he just exploded and yelled at me. I thought he was going to kill me. It was scary, terrifying. And one time I was walking outside, and he was hiding behind a tree, and he yelled my name, and I went over him, and I told him to leave me alone, but he had a knife on him, and I go, oh my God, what's he doing with that? And he showed it to me, but then he put it back in his pocket, and I don't know what happened. He just maybe realized what he's done. That was the most frightening experience that happened at Bogan High School. It really was. I didn't tell people this. I didn't even tell my parents. They still don't know about that. And so it was like I said before, it was a very frightening experience. I wrote that in an article. I have a Facebook page called the Bengal Lancer newspaper. And that's, it's on Facebook. I sometimes write articles. I will probably write a story about that. You know, my experience at the party last Friday. I will do that. And, right now the kid is on Facebook and his life has changed. He's very successful and God bless him. I'm happy for him. I wish I could reach out to him, but I'm afraid. I'm really scared. I don't know. I'm almost 58 years old. And I'm afraid to face my fear on, you know, for Adam, even though he's online, he's not face to face. It was horrible. You know, I was bullied at school, you know, grade school, Bogan. The first 2 years I was bullied. Junior year, it's subsided, went down, but senior year was wonderful. I loved that year. It was the best, even though it was the last year or so. Everyone was friendly, you know, kind of a cool kid in a way, not really, but so the party was very successful and the reunion went very well. People loved it. You know, I saw the compliments, my thanks to, Mary Zwitt, Dorothy Meselson, R. Johnson, and many others that were involved with that party. I had a very good time. Oh, it was excellent. I loved it. I know. We couldn't stop laughing. We talk about silly things in school. And for me, what's unique about me, I have a very good memory of what happened over there. And a lot of people have forgotten. And, you know, I don't want to embarrass them, you know, but if, you know, I try to be subtle, you know, and you know, right now, most people look back and they go, "Nah, we were kids. You know, we did dumb stuff." What's even said is that people our age are still doing it. Go figure. Okay. Okay, that'll be all for today. I hope you enjoy my podcast episode. For people who weren't familiar about my memories about Bogan High School, I apologize. You know, because I had to speak out about that, you know, because it was a wonderful experience. Okay, so this is episode 60, season 3 of Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Castanis, and I will post this on my social media accounts. You can find me on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, other podcast apps. Let's see what else. I will post on Facebook, Twitter, Reddit. Also, I have a YouTube channel. You can find the episodes there, and it's under the YouTube channel, Vanished Chicagoland Stories. If you have any questions, just send me a message online. I'll be happy to help you. Okay? So I'm signing off now, and it's bye-bye for now for me. And here is Ray Rayner saying bye-bye for now. Take care, everybody, and I'll see you next time. So long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.